you think back in the old days, this is 1916. You know, these guys played for love of the game and all this stuff. Well, Speaker was playing for the Boston Red Sox, and a guy named Joe Lannan owned the Red Sox. He had worked his way up from being a bellhop at a hotel to owning the Boston Red Sox. He had won the pennants in 1914 and 1915 in the American League. Despite that, he decided it's time to cut payroll. Tris Speaker was making 14 grand, gets a contract in the mail for $9,000. He shows it to his mother. They decide he's not reporting. Old-fashioned holdout. Meantime, the Indians in 1915 were like the Indians of many, many years that we knew. They had lost 97 games. Yeah, they were horrible.
Right.
There's a sports writer named Ed Bang, the old Cleveland News. And this is before internet and TV and really not even much radio or anything. He sees this wire report come over that the Red Sox are having problems signing Tris Speaker. He calls Sonny Jim and the other guys from the Indians, say, and this is how tight they were with the team. Bang says, quote, "The Red Sox are mad at Speaker. He's mad at them. I think they want to trade him. And I think, quote, we can get him. Call the Red Sox." Lannan comes up, throws his arm around Speaker, says, "You know what, Tris? You asked for $15,000. Tomorrow we'll cut the deal. Everything's good." Speaker figures tomorrow he signs with the Red Sox. His phone rings. It's this guy McCroy from the Indians. So they get together. He tells him, "Well, how would you like to play for Cleveland?" He goes, "It's a bad baseball town. It's a bad team. The Red Sox, we could win again. I have no interest in playing for Cleveland." He goes, "Well, guess what? We just traded you."
Oh, so he didn't even know.
He had no clue.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the owner just lied to him. Now he's really steaming. Now here's the cool part. The deal involved two players and $55,000. At that point, it was the most money ever paid for a player in baseball history.
Wow.
Speaker hears this. They go back and forth. He goes, "No, I want a $10,000 bonus. Talks to the owner and says, "Fine, give him the 10 grand." "No, I don't want it from you. I want it from the 55 grand that you guys gave the Red Sox. They're the ones that stuck it to me." Finally, he gets his 10 grand from the Red Sox.
From the Red Sox.
Through the American League office. He didn't even trust the Red Sox to give him the check because he thought it might bounce. So it had to run right through the league office into them. And, of course, he ends up having this wonderful career in Cleveland and liking. And, frankly, if you talk about players who deserve a statue, it would be him.
It's funny because I'm a fan, and that name is not familiar
to me. It's just lost back in old history.
Yeah.
And then Speaker leaves this nice mark on the Indians in 1947. He's long retired or whatever. The Indians have a young player, first black player in the American League, Larry Doby. They're trying to teach him to play the outfield. They bring in Tris Speaker, known as the Great Eagle, one of the greatest center fielders ever. And he spends the whole spring training in 1947 teaching Doby to play center field. They become lifelong friends. But I love the players. Like, you know, by the way, when you listen to all that, now you know why the players got a very strong union when they got it going. Everybody had stories like what Speaker had.
Right. And so now they have a union where something like that won't happen.
Oh, forget that. I mean, yeah. You know, the average, for example, on the Indians right now, Tyler Naquin, his first year, he's making $550,000. That's the minimum.
Okay.
A veteran player has been in the league like 10 years. Like, say, Marlon Byrd, they signed on a minor league contract, made that. He's starting at $1 million. Tris Speaker's smiling somewhere. So that's why I think sometimes we go back, oh, they just played for love of the game and the owners really cared about the best. No, everybody's cared about their wallet. And the Indians fans from those back then were very glad he did, because that he signed for the Red Sox for $9,000 and capitulated. He never comes here. The Indians aren't as good. Probably no 1920 World Series victory. Remember, the only two in the history of the franchise, 1948, 1920. You want to throw away one of them?
No, certainly not. Harry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.